have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I feel like Bruce Banner. Can't nobody stop me. My plug got the answer. I know my guy got me. I'm unstoppable.
You can't stop what is meant to prosper. Nah. Got them hits like an LA Dodger. Yeah. God chose me, put me on the roster. Yeah. Chasing goals, I want Grammys and Oscars. Took some losses, but I'm still a winner. Been forgiven, but I'm still a sinner. Wanna see me fail, that won't happen though. I'm the front page in the centerfold. I can't be stopped, I got the power. My enemies looking real sour. Trying to hold me back like rush hour. All obstacles, I straight devour. No one's gonna stop me, I promise I don't play. You don't wanna whip me, I'm coming no delay. Hear a lot of talking no matter what he say. Turning up the hustle, I'm bringing that heat wave.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Host, I got the Holy Ghost, I do not need to boast. Nah, strength within, release through the pen. Write about my sin, cause it inspires men. Humble with the talent, let him put me on high. The power that is in me can't be seen like Wi-Fi. Overcome the look of fear and tell it bye-bye. Undefeated through the Lord, no I won't lie. Oh my, oh my, you don't wanna waste time. It'll fly by, fly by. Came into the game, it was all in vain. Switched up a frame, now I'm in my home lane. Gotta see the vision, get a plan, make it clear. Pregnant since the hustle, all I will appear. Never quit, stay the course, trust fate. Even when you think the dream is coming late. I've already had a lot of reasons I can throw in the towel, but the spirit living in me doesn't ever let me know how. Tired of all the rappers claiming what they're really not like, wow. I see a lot of foolery, not fooling me, I gotta call a foul. Can't be stopped, will not quit. I got goals, I'm gon' hit. Go so hard, I'm so lit. Mind on him, homie, that's it.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Wrote this verse on the resurrection. Stepped on in, healed my infection. Since that day I've had your protection. No question about it, my best selection. Got the picture like panorama. All glory up to Hosanna. My fire lit, started going hammer. That's why I feel like Bruce Banner.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Like I can hear it. You can praise God by clapping with your hands. You don't have to be afraid, you can do the dance. Freedom and the liberty is something that he put in me. Now I'm in the church like I can see the enemy. I ride around town with the windows rolled down, bumping Jesus music, all my hood brothers know now. When I come around, I'ma bring the truth now. I used to be in clubs acting like I'm sold down. So you wanna dance, I'ma chill fam. Now I'm in the church looking for my every chance. When the beat drop, I'ma be like Petey Pablo, raising hands up high to the ceiling I go. Wherever that spirit wanna lead, I do great dance while you in the sea. Know the rock now, can't condemn me. Getting down to the sound of the G-O-D.
The king is in the house, calling all praises and dances to the eye. We ain't other world, we trying to take it over. You ain't about that life, I suggest you move over. The Lord is the strength of my life. I'ma dance, I'ma praise, I'ma worship all night.
He's exalted,
yeah, I'ma praise until I'm exhausted. Don't let the rocks cry out, keep them heads bobbing. I'm talking bobblehead, get the elbow popping, or you can walk with it. What a usher gave the first lady feeling it. The diggings on the wall and the motherboards worshiping. The praises our weapons, so that's why we dancing. The Lord's been good to me. Now ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party while we rock to the G-O-D. Now give it up to me.
Shout around the altar, run around the altar, give praise to the Father. Praise is our weapon, we love rapping Jesus. We dance in the spirit till like I can hear it.
Woo, that was hot, wasn't it? That was hot right there. Man. Yeah, that was that. Yeah, that gets me going right there. Welcome. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, and I'm telling you, it has been quite the week. Wow. But here we are again. And you know what? I'm going to say this. Yeah. Actually, I've said it before. I say it quite often. Matter of fact, I probably say it all the time. But I really do mean it this time. And not like I didn't mean it the last time or the last time after that last time that I said would probably be the last time. I miss you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I tell you what, I would be remiss if I didn't take this time to read you the disclaimer. And it simply states, I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for you. Why? Because y'all messed up. Y'all crazy. They got problems. Ain't nothing wrong with me. But y'all need help. And that's what I do. I help people. I'm a giver. So here we go. And let me tell you this. In case you have been living under a rock for the last several years, I feel sorry for you. Miss Kimmy Robinson and Elation Magazine. If you're missing it, you're missing out. Elation Magazine. Catch it because it's getting bigger and better every day. And I thank her for such a wonderful platform that I can use to help so many people. Let's get right into it again because that's what I do. I help people. You know what? It's too hot out here. It's too hot. It is hot out here. It don't make no doggone sense for it to be this hot. They're talking about record temperatures all across the globe. All across the globe. Matter of fact, I was watching the Discovery Channel last week, and they showed the polar bear. Do you know there was polar bears running around butt naked? That's just how hot it is. They ripping their own fur off. It's too hot. That's why this first segment is called "It's Too Hot for That." I'm telling y'all, it's too hot. This is the type of heat that'll melt a black man. This is the type of heat that'll turn a white man black. Let's get right into it. It's too hot for that. Some stuff you just don't want to do in this type of heat. Number one, it's too hot for that. Let me tell you, women, if y'all wearing a wig with a toboggan on top of it, it's too hot for that. It really is. Technically, you wearing two hats. It's too hot for that, y'all. Number two, it's too hot for that. Look here. You finish cutting your grass. Then you come into the house and put on a pot of coffee. What the hell? You will have a heat stroke from drinking coffee. It's too hot for that. Number three, it's too hot for that. Look here. I know times are tough. In this economy, I mean, there's some crazy things going with. There's some uncertainties out here. But now, come on. It's too hot for this, ladies. If you want your baby to have warm milk, so you breastfeeding it outside, sitting on the concrete, it's too hot for that. It's just too hot for that now. The baby's going to burn up. And matter of fact, in this type of heat, he ain't drinking breast milk, just regular breast milk. What he's drinking is hot cocoa from your breast. It's too hot for that. Get that baby inside under some air conditioning. It's too hot for that. Look here. You having a water gun fight with the kids in your neighborhood, but you cheating because you got hot tea in your water gun. Come on now. You're going to burn somebody and scald them for life. It's too hot for that. Quit playing them type of games. Number five, it's too hot for that. You at a yard sale asking for a price check. You know what? That's how folks get kicked out the store. And there ain't even no store. What? Leave folk alone. You can't be asking for no price check at a yard sale. The price is what it is. It's a yard sale. Come on now. It's not like they can run in the back and say, let me find another item like this and get a price on it. Number seven. You had a garage sale asking about a layaway plan. See, now that right there is stupid. Now, if you're at the yard sale asking for a price check, that's one thing. That'll get you cussed out. But if you had a garage sale asking about a layaway plan, that right there gets you beat the hell up. It's too hot for that. You in Walmart parking lot selling discount fireworks in the 4th of July bending pass. See, it's too hot for that. You gonna mess around and the fireworks gonna blow up in your car and blow you up. You think they fireworks in this type of heat? You know what you riding around with? A bunch of mini bombs. It's too hot for that. Now, look here. It's too hot for that. You trying to play cornhole with a golf ball. Ain't nobody ever win. It'll forever be 0-0. It's too hot for that. Number nine. It's too hot for that. You outside in short pants wearing Timberland boots. I mean, it don't even go together. Summer shorts and winter boots. And if you ain't got no job, it really don't go together. If you're unemployed, you mean to tell me you wear summer shorts, winter boots, that's work boots, and you ain't got no job? It's too hot for that. Finally, number 10, it's too hot for that. You outside trimming your bushes with hair clippers. Come on now. Come on now. You're going to be out there for hours and hours in that heat. Trying to trim your bushes with some doggone hair clippers. If you don't get you some hedge clippers and get on out of that heat, get it done and get you into somewhere where it's cool, it's too hot for that. You're going to kill yourself. Again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse. That's why I'm doing this, because I really love you and I care about you. And you're welcome. Now, this next segment. This segment, well, times like these, of course, we naturally want to always we always want to preach and tell people that we are one. We are all the same. We are all equals. White, black, Asian, Hispanic, it don't matter. But now, although we are the same, we do things a little different. And this thing is called what white people say versus what black people say. See, we say the same thing, but different. See, I'm serious. We will say the same thing, but we say it just a little different. Okay? Mean the same, let's just put a little different. Here we go. What white people say versus what black people say. This one right here. White people say, look here, excuse me. When we get into the store, let mommy do the shopping, okay? Okay? That's what white people say. Everybody going to the store. She literally has to have a briefing, if you will. That's what white people say. See? When we get into the store, let mommy do the shopping. What black people say? Look here. Don't ask me for nothing when we get in here. Don't touch nothing when we get in here. Don't look at nothing when we get up in here. Because you ain't getting nothing what I get when we get in here. See, this is the same thing. It's just different. Number two, what white people say versus what black people say. White people say this. You can't go over to your friend's house and play because, well, I don't know if I really trust his parents to make sure you're not getting into things that you shouldn't be getting into, and you're not doing things that may be harmful or dangerous. I'm sorry, I just don't feel secure, okay? That's what white people say. Yeah. This is what black people say. Because I say it so. See, white people give you somewhat of a, and they'll reason with you. See, they'll give you a reason why they don't feel comfortable in letting you go and stay with your friend over to his house. But see, black people, they straight up tell you, the reason why you can't go is because I said so. No explanation needed. What white people say versus what black people say. White people say this. Okay, are you all ready to eat before you get prepared to go to bed? Okay, are you ready? That's what white people say. Wasn't that so sweet or so thoughtful? This is what black people say. Y'all get in here and eat so y'all can get y'all butts in that tub and then go to bed. It's the same thing, but just different. What white people say versus what black people say. White people say this. Please, please, guys, okay, please be still while mommy is driving, okay? Mommy needs to concentrate. That's what white people say. You know, you drive, you want to be safe. You know, you want your kids to be safe. You want to be able to pay attention while you're driving. You don't want no accidents. That's what white people say. This is what black people say. Don't make me pull this damn car over. That's what they say. See, they're saying the same thing, but just a little bit different. What white people say versus what black people say. White people say this. Well, I'll tell you what. I hear you. Let me discuss it with your father. I may change my mind. That's what white people say. So, you know, there's some hope there. You know, you white kids, you just might get your way. This is what black people say. I don't care what your daddy said. I said no. And you can tell him I said no. Matter of fact, Charles, get in here. Why you tell him? Saying the same thing, just a little different. That's all. Finally, what white people say versus what black people say. White people say this. Oh! Hey, come on now, be careful. You ran into mommy's ankle and that really hurt. That's what white people say. My kids push the shopping cart, ain't paying attention, bam, run the shopping cart into the back of the ankle. That's what white people say. Oh, hey, be careful. You ran into my ankle and that really hurt. That's what white people say. They do. That's what black people say. Oh. I told you about watching where you're going with that damn shopping cart. I ain't playing with you. Give me the shopping cart. Matter of fact, take your butt and get, take these keys, get in that car, and lock that door, and you better not roll them windows down until I get out. I don't care if it's 103. See, they say the same thing, y'all. They say the same thing, it's just a little different. They really do. We all the same. It's just a little different. That is next thing I tell you why I love this segment, because, well, there's a lot of super stuff going on in the world. It really is. Maybe it's just heat. No, because it was going on before it got hot like this. But there's a lot of stupid and unnecessary stuff going on in this world. I mean, it don't make no doggone sense. People are doing stuff that I really don't understand. It don't make no sense to me. But wait a minute. Just because it don't make sense to me doesn't mean that it's wrong. It don't mean that the people are stupid. It just means, well, I don't understand it. It makes sense to them, but it don't make sense to me. So I want to understand it so I don't, well, go through the rest of my life looking at them sideways thinking they are a complete idiot. And so this thing is, make that make sense. Make it make sense. Okay? You know, it might be you that make no doggone sense. Maybe a family member don't make no sense. It could be a friend, a coworker, stranger in the street. Could be somebody you sit at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful Monday day. I believe it's our duty and obligation. So rather than judge people as and classify them as just certified idiots, try to get an understanding of why they do some of the things they do so that it makes sense to you. Here we go. If you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you. And you don't make no doggone sense. You're an idiot. Here we go. Make that make sense. Number one. You got a library card and you can't read. That makes sense. You homeless. You sleeping on a park bench. And right in front of the bench, you got an ADP security system sign stuck in the ground. Make that make sense. Now, you get pulled over for suspicion of drinking and driving, but you refuse to take a field sobriety test because you claim you haven't had sufficient time to study for it. Make that make sense. You think that's going to fly in court? Make that make sense. You trying to borrow some crack to smoke. Wait a minute. What the hell? You trying to borrow some crack. How you going to get the crack back? When you smoke it, it's smoked. You can't unsmoke it. Make that make sense. Oh, my God. You got a boot on your car and new Jordans on your feet. So rather than pay your ticket so you wouldn't have a boot on your car, you rather take the money and buy you some new Jordans. So now you're walking in the new Jordans when you could have paid your ticket and been riding. Make that make sense. Make that make sense. Look here, you apply for a manager's job at a liquor store, and you're an alcoholic. You know what? Yeah. And wonder why you always find yourself falling back on the wagon. Make that make sense. You wearing a wig with a toboggan on it. Make that make sense. You invite a homeless person to go camping with you. First of all, why the hell would they want to go camping? Camping is a lifestyle. Make that make sense. Lord Jesus, you're filling out college applications, and you ain't even got your GED yet. Come on. Just stop. Just stop. I mean, I ain't got no problem with you dreaming big, but at some point you got to open your doggone eyes. Make that make sense, finally. You got a piggy bank full of IOUs. You know what? You can just throw your own money. When the last time you heard somebody paying themselves back? Huh? Make that make sense. Again, I just want to help people. I'm trying to be a blessing, not a curse. You know, I don't think you're stupid. I just think, I just don't understand you, okay? It don't make no sense to me. Make it make sense. Again, I love to help people. That's kind of what I do. Random thought. for Jesus. And it's just a random thought. And the reason why I call it a random thought is because it just came to my head. Ain't got nothing to do with nobody and nothing. It's just, it's all my thoughts. You ain't got to agree with it. You ain't got to try to figure it out or understand it. It's my random thought. Okay? All right. Here we go. If you were in Fruit of the Loom underwear, how long can you keep it before you throw them away? Realistically, if you wear Fruit of the Loom underwear, how long should you keep them before you have to throw them away? Because don't the fruit eventually spoil and go back? Random thoughts. Matter of fact, do me a favor. Next time you see somebody, find out if they wear Fruit of the Looms. As a matter of fact, look in your drawer and see if you got some Fruit of the Loom underwear. And if you do, ask yourself, how long have you had them? And if you've had them for longer than a week, don't you think the fruit's going back? Again, that was just a random thought. Now we come to the church announcements. I tell you what, y'all, I invite you to please join us while we get our praise on, because we love getting our praise on, giving some glory to God. But we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Now we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'll say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do church announcements is because I want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the church. Everyone's on the same page. There's no confusion. We're all on one accord. There's no saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person services or watch us as we stream due to lack of the internet service. For the sick in the shut it up end. I also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary enjoying the service or watching us as we were streaming live, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were, quite frankly, focusing on things they need not focus on. Let me tell you something, okay? I'll admit, I was a little embarrassed myself, okay? I did draw my hairline in, and I got to sweating in the church because it got hot, and my hairline did drip away. It did literally drip right down my face, like my hair was crying. But I'm saying this, I learned my lesson, and I'll never do that again. You have my word. Next time I draw my hairline in, I'm going to use a permanent marker. See, I ain't got to worry about that no more, okay? Lesson number one. Sister Betty has come to the church and made a request that someone help her pay her light bills so she could get her air conditioning turned on because it's hot in her house. Okay? I understand Sister Betty is hot, and the last thing we want anybody to do is to suffocate or have a heat stroke, because this heat will definitely kill you. So I implore you all to reach deep into your pockets and into your hearts and be a blessing to Sister Betty and her family and help her get a light bill on. Could you have, what's the total for a light bill so we can get it? Because we got to have something got to be done now. What's the total? What is? What's that? $23. You mean to tell me you didn't get your, you didn't let them folks cut your stuff off for $23? You sitting, you literally living in hell on earth over $23. You know, know what? I tell you what. Somebody just give them. You know what? What we're doing, we're pitching quarters in the back. Surely we got $23 worth of loose change to get this woman to pay her doggone $23. Use it. That's number two. Y'all pray for Mother Pearlene. She is our oldest living member of the church. She's been she's one of the founding members, she'll be celebrating this November her 92nd birthday, God willing. So y'all pray for her. She called me this morning. The reason why she ain't here, because she called me this morning and told me that she was sick. And so she asked, you know, for prayer. So she told me she's sick, y'all. Now, she ain't feeling bad. She said she's sick of seeing me wearing the same doggone suit with different pants. We said, there you something, Mother Pearlene. You don't like my outfit? You buy me some more clothes. You buy me some more clothes. Let me tell you something. You go to Target and buy me some more suit coats. If you want me to switch it up, then you help me switch it up. Care if you sick seeing me in there. You half blind anyway. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what, Mother Pearlene. I wear the same jacket, but I'll turn it inside out. How about that? Then you can see it differently on me. Bust your wig off your head. Anyway, announcement number three. Brother Martez, as you know, has decided to live his life as a woman. He no longer wants to be a man, identified as male. He says he's just feeling his heart. He's always been a woman. And as you know, Brother Martez wasn't here today. Well, he was here, but then he left. I just want you to know, he's always welcome in the church. And like I told him before, I told him, you know, you can come to church and you can come out, but you can't come out in the church like that. You ain't gonna sit in the church in no yoga pants. No, you're not. It's the devil's little lie. You ain't gonna come up in here with no yoga pants. Oh, no, sir. We Bob sitting in the front. Then I'm trying to preach, and then look down, and I see your spaghetti and meatballs. The devil is a lie. Finally, we come to the part of the church announcements that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it's the building fund total. As you know, the building fund has a little bit of everything to offer: intrigue, mystery, humor, adventure, horror, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, use your imagination. Yeah, y'all keep playing with this building fund. I don't bring this something. Well, thank you all for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, like I always like to do. I'm going to pray us out. So I ask that all he is about are out the clothes. Unless, of course, you lie. Yeah, it really don't matter, does it? Seriously. Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? That other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. If you don't put that doggone mask on, well, most of all, thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. That continue to bless us and keep us, hold us close to your bosom. Protect us and shield us from all hurt, harm, and danger, and we will be forever mindful to give you honor, glory, and praise. In your Son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. You all have a great night. I'll see you next week. Next Sunday, it'll be more Nuts with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat a little bite to eat, put on just a little bit of weight. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you try to stop my love, you know what? You're going to fail. Why? Because my love is like a sledgehammer. and you can be the nail. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I miss you already. Good night.
More than a metaphor.